You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's about that time on a Wednesday where we have an executive lounge conversation. We welcome an executive into our conversations and hopefully get to know the executives a little bit better beyond just their day-to-day. This week's executive is the CEO of Honor South Africa, part of the Honor Group, Fred Joe, and he joins me to take a look at what it is that he does when he's not running Honor South Africa and what it is he enjoys doing. Good evening, Fred. Thanks so much for taking the time. Interesting business to be a part of, particularly in the tech space, but I suppose for you, it doesn't seem too far-fetched. You've been in the tech space for quite some time.
Yeah, so, hi Jimmy, this is Fred. Thank you for your introduction. Actually, yes, I have been in the tech industry for the last 14 years after my graduate from 2011. So for the last 14 years, always be in the tech industry. So, and right now I end up right in Honor South Africa as a CEO.
Fred, what drew you to tech? I mean, coming out of school with all the opportunities that might have been in front of you, what drew you to this tech space? And would you say it's been the right decision considering the last 14 odd years of your career?
So when I do my university studies, actually I study in another degrees, not like the tech. But I have a very high interest in tech when I was in high school and also in university. And I believe the high tech, all this kind of tech or connections actually can build the life totally different for a bunch of people, a huge, massive group of people. And that's my direction when I study in the university in grade two. I made the decisions afterwards, after my graduate, I want to work in the tech industries and try my best. Maybe I can make something different. And that's, have the challenge to the normal life.
Fred, what do you enjoy most about working at Honor? I mean, you've worked at other companies like Huawei that would potentially be considered competitors in some spaces. What do you enjoy most about what you do now?
So as Honor, everyone knows Honor is a new brand which became an independent company 4 years ago. And I believe when I decided to come to Honors, because I think I'm a person who like challenges, and I always need challenges to fulfill my heart. So when I have all these different opportunities, I think there is bigger challenges with Honor in South Africa, and which can make me feel I'm grow up and have the, inner peace inside of me. So that's why I end up with take the Honor's job.
Fred, when you can't find inner peace at work, what do you do outside of work to just calm you down? After a stressful day, what do you just go back to and say, I just need to calm down?
Yes, day-to-day life, everyone have a lot of pressures. So from my side, sports, exercise, always calming me down. So I do a lot of hiking on weekend. I do also do basketball and tennis. So basically, from weekend side, after work side, this kind of exercise or outdoor activities actually calm me down quite a lot.
Fred, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food, because after I graduated from China, from university, I start in Argentina. So I would say steak is my current best favorite food. Ribeye.
A ribeye steak. That's quite interesting.
Yes.
Fred, you mentioned that you enjoy sports. Is there a favorite sport that you have, a favorite sport you enjoy playing, or even one that you enjoy watching?
I watch quite a lot of basketball matches, and right now for weekend, I always play basketball once a week. So I would say basketball right now is my favorite sport.
Basketball is your favorite sport. That's quite an interesting sport. Not very popular in South Africa as yet. I suppose it will take off at some point. Fred, what do you look forward to most about getting out of the office? Aside from the sports, aside from the good ribeye, when you get the one chance to say, I'm going to do this one thing, what do you look forward to the most?
Out of the, the daily life and also the exercise, sports, Actually, sometimes I will pick a very nice like hotels outside of the cities and bring one or two book and just spend like one day there. Just like come down, no interrupt from anyone, and just read the book within one day. And yeah, sometimes maybe once or twice a year, I would do these kind of things, but not day to day. Yeah.
Fred, having worked in other countries and now working in South Africa, how are you finding that transition? What are you finding are some of the differences? What do you enjoy most about working in South Africa?
So, as Chinese working in South Africa, the different, or let's say the conflict of the like the cultures, and that's the first stage. I always found there's like a conflict between different cultures, and then get to understand all the cultures and get used to that culture actually takes like some long time, but it's a very nice process for me to explore my, let's say, explore my life and have a different like experience for me. So I think that's quite interesting.
Fred, you mentioned you're Chinese. It is the year of the snake, if I'm not mistaken. Happy Chinese New Year. I think that happened recently. Did you do anything to celebrate? Is it difficult to kind of be able to celebrate when you are in South Africa, or is it very easy to be able to still enjoy those holidays?
So yes, actually, last week Wednesday is our Chinese New Year. You know, the first of Spring Festival. We call it the Spring Festival. And I have been like taken through a lot of like Chinese New Year's overseas. And sometimes we hang out with friends. But last week or this Chinese New Year actually makes something different for me, because at that particular day we launch Honor X9C and X7C in South Africa. So we have a launch event with our media partners, with our KOL partners, and also some operator partners at the same time. So basically, I would say we spend this year Chinese New Year together with all the trust and valuable friends together.
Fred, for someone that has never used an Honor product, I for one have never tried the product. What would you say would be the draw card to using an Honor Android device as opposed to other ones? I know my producer has an Honor device, but I have been between Huawei's and Samsung's. I've never actually tried an Honor product. Why would someone kind of make that switch if they were interested in it?
Wow, so Jimmy, that's a pity you never tried Honor products before. So yes, no worry, no worry.
I'm
So
open to
just
trying
joking.
it. I'm more than happy to try it. I'm always one that believes that tech should be explored and innovation is always a good thing. So I'm very happy to try an Honor product. But yes, you were saying?
Yes. So from our side, I think the first one I want to, you know, the reason why the consumers have to try on a product. The first one I would say is the product qualities. Just like the Honor X9C, it's like the best, we call it unbreakable AI smartphone. So you can see from the words unbreakable, that means the phone is tough and the quality is like out of the roof. So definitely that's the first reason, because of the quality. And the second one is, we believe, like you see the AI capabilities currently. So with Honor handset, we have four layers AI capabilities, and makes the Honor handset can cooperate across different like platform, handset, laptop, tablet, wearables, and audios, all this kind of stuff, and make a very smooth cooperations between different products and make people's life much easier. And the last one, not that like in the daily life, but it's becoming more and more popular, is the AI capabilities. So people right now can experience the AI capabilities on the flagship models, but right now we bought the AI capabilities to the middle range product. And AI can learn your behaviors and can analyze your intentions and make the like your daily life, no matter from like driving or like shopping and everything, more smooth. So that's, I would say, the top three reasons for the consumers to try Honor smartphones.
Well, I'll add a fourth reason to that. My producers just made me aware of the fact that at the launch event, you literally boiled the phone and the phone survived. So talk about an unbreakable device. I certainly think maybe it's time I try an Honor. Maybe it's time we give that a go and see how that goes. Fred, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. It's been lovely getting to know you. We wish you all of the best in your business endeavors, but also hopefully you're enjoying living in South Africa. That's Fred Zoo, who is the CEO for Honor South Africa, joining us to get to know him a little bit better.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.